Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What you gonna do?
I got
you gonna stop watching this game now because of the cord?
I can't focus on the game because of the cord,
Kia. Like, get out then.
31. Cool. Could you hide those cords so I could watch?
Right.
It just can't be dangling in front of the TV.
There's cords in here.
Right. Oh. It just can't be dangling. You know what I mean?
Dangling over the TV.
Right.
We rolling, Tone? Cam love this setup because we can't even see him.
Yeah, I had no idea what he was doing.
Can't even see him press record. Yo, welcome to another episode of Daddy Issues.
Bing, 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 bing.
We are on location.
Go.
Yeah, on the streets of L.A.
We taking them places.
Yeah, man. We out here. Since COVID be out here hating, trying to shut the party down, we outside in the circulation.
I ain't hating this stuff.
Oh, I like it.
This is a special edition.
If the sun was on me, I would hate it, but it's not.
It's not at all.
I can do this.
This is like a great staycation.
Right.
Yeah, man.
The sun ain't going to move, is it?
Eventually.
I like it so much, I would do it in the rain.
Huh?
I would do this in the rain.
Me too. If
well,
it was
you're
drizzle,
actually the
drizzle?
Only one under.
You're the only one
under something.
Yeah, if I had a hoodie, definitely drizzle.
Yeah, I take a little drizzle, drizzle.
Drizzle, drizzle. Speaking of drizzle, drizzle, Snoop Dogg was a good commentator.
Oh. He was hilarious.
Oh,
There was this hilarious. One fight coach that was mad at him for them bringing in Snoop. He's like, what does he know about fighting and this, that, and the third?
Well, first off, it was an exhibition anyway. It wasn't like it was a real
HBO fight.
What was great is he earned the name Uncle Snoop. He sounded like an uncle watching a fight.
He's
like, oh, my Lord. Or something like
that. Oh, Lord. When Nate got knocked out.
But Lord have mercy, that was that it.
Yeah, oh, Lord. He said, oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And he was singing like a hymn. At one point, he was singing one of them old slave hymns or whatever, a gospel hymn. I was dying.
He was one of the best parts of the whole event.
Easily.
Right. Like DC said, it's an exhibition. I don't need a professional guy. Nah. First of all, the fight wasn't even that professional. Roy Jones, he was throwing no-look jabs.
Right.
Mm. That's not – he literally was just throwing no look jab.
And hope it land.
Hoping it was land. He was gassed before the fight started.
Right. Yeah, he looked tired.
Roy's
man.
Knees was done when he walked out there. They didn't want no parts of it. Because Mike actually didn't look bad.
Mike looked decent.
And if Roy wouldn't have been hugging him, Mike would have got some off.
Like, right.
Roy was just like, I'm just here to
Mike. Roy came not to get knocked out.
Right.
I missed the opening. Did he come out to a song? Did Roy come out
all
to a
I
song?
All I heard was his
Yeah, he came
cracking.
Out to his own music.
Yeah, he had his
I know,
own
What was the song this time?
Man,
I have to check that out.
Yeah, he came out to something, though. It was his shit.
Yeah, it was his.
You must have forgot. Was it that one?
Again,
that was
his own song.
I know must have forgot. I ain't recognize
He had two songs, right?
Must have forgot like three.
I Smoke, I Drink, and everybody's like, that's why you keep losing.
He had 28, I Whoop Your Ass, or what was the name of that one?
Whatever song he came out to, it was like his, you know, when they be on Verses. And they play like a snippet of what they want you to go buy. It was that.
Oh.
One of those.
Yeah.
They always do that in the verses. They be like, nah, y'all going to feel this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not showing up to a verses with something new.
No.
If I'm the artist, I got to keep the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Only if I'm Drake. Drake got that swag where he can show
I wouldn't
up
even
with something
do it
new.
With him. Because you need the familiarity for people to get you around. You know what I mean? And so once you be like, I ain't heard this. You know, people going go to go.
Round loss.
Yeah,
round loss. Yeah.
It sounded good.
Because all the voting is based on nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The song don't even have to be good, but it's like, I remember it was 19. That's all. They don't care.
I like when they remind me of some stuff I haven't heard in a long time. Like,
I forgot about
that one.
112 did that for me heavy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I forgot about this.
Didn't they, DC? DC was shitting on 112 the whole time.
Never shitted on
and they got man. After that, I went and actually look up like what they did, like platinum, right, diamond. I was like, this motherfucker.
They never went diamond.
Not diamond. Yeah. But I'm saying they was.
They went further than I thought.
DC act like 112 had two songs.
I was talking about their most memorable tracks.
They got a lot of most memorable tracks.
A lot of them.
What else?
No, they had Cupid. They had the
Peaches
initial,
and Cream.
They had the initial single with Biggie. What's the one?
Yeah,
Jesus,
Only You.
Only You. Curious.
Okay.
Cupid. They had the one in the shower.
You got a lot of those. That one.
Anywhere.
But I'm talking about. Anywhere. I'm talking about.
Yeah, anywhere, bro. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm giving
that's
you
three.
The hit.
You must not have been making love during four. That time period.
DC was raising kids. That's why he was like, I'm not having no more sex. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you were 16. You was over there. Couldn't.
And 112 didn't have a sophomore slump.
Nope.
Nah, they didn't. I give you that. Who'd they go against?
Jagged Edge.
I like watching DC turn when everybody's against him. Slowly become on your side. Yeah, I like that one.
You can see it on my face.
Jagged Edge didn't have a sophomore slump.
You're right.
Jagged Edge, my only issue with Jagged Edge and why they get shit on a lot by people is like all they songs just sound like one long song. Like they always sound the same because the twins was always the one singing. Mm-hmm. So they sound was always like, it always sounded like the same song, just like with a slightly different beat.
I disagree.
Except for the same.
Yeah, I have. And I'm like, I disagree. Yeah.
They had some hits I didn't know. Like, when the verses, I was like, wait, what's this one? And everybody else in the room was singing. I was like, oh, I must have missed this ride.
I tapped out of Jagged Edge, like, after the first.
I think Drew Hill, Jagged Edge would have been a better matchup.
Nah, Drew Hill's too much.
Drew Hill's way better than Jagged Edge.
Too much for them.
Yeah, they would.
Well, we need to find somebody to match up
with
Drew
Hill. I don't know if Drew Hill's better.
What?
And then Jagged Edge? Like, as a group, I don't know.
Not as much as y'all gave them, like, this much of a distance. I think they're closer than what y'all just gave them.
Well, it's too much of a different vibe.
Well, what was on Drew Hill's third album that was
what
cracking?
You mean, Enter the Dragon or
the third
the
album.
What's the third album called?
The third one just had I Should Be Your Boyfriend.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the other one.
Was that after
Jagged Edge had hits on it?
Was that after Cisco's solo album? Because you got to add Cisco's solo album.
Because
by
the third album, they added that other guy in.
And that throws the group off. When you add a whole nother person.
Drew Hill had two albums of just solidarity.
Only time you could just add somebody is if someone dies. I'm talking about like, you know, older groups.
It's still weird.
No, but older groups, it works.
You could do it live.
Yeah,
you do it, like when they on tour and we got this guy.
You can add, like, but then with that added, you have to keep going heavy. Like when New Edition added Johnny, they did several albums with Johnny. Yeah. So it was like,
and Johnny proved he can hold
his
own,
right,
too.
And Johnny was already like, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh, okay.
Johnny was the strongest singer.
Yeah, Johnny was the strongest singer.
Easy.
Easily. It wasn't even close.
Super easy.
Sometimes too strong, though.
I like some of the ballads I like with a bad singer on there. Not bad, but just when you're too good of a singer, take over the beat.
Like, I feel that like some people can sing too good.
Right.
Christina, Jennifer Hudson. They just be singing strong all the time, man. I just want some melody.
You
sometimes.
Said too good? You too good?
Man, they're just like, all right, man.
They make you want to cry too much. You're like, no, I want to be into the song.
I'll be like, all right, man. Chill.
Wait, how can you be too good at your job?
That's just funny.
They sound too good.
It doesn't make sense, but I know what he means.
Yeah. I get exactly what he's like, saying. But it's
turn the beat down. I want to hear
it. It's not always melodic. Yeah. Like, I like melody singers. That's why I like Sade so much. It's Sade, a melody. Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. You know, with that singing hard, it's just singing hard, and that's the vibe.
Sade become part of the beat. Like, all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But the vibe singers, I'd be like, after a few vibes, I'm like, all right, let me see what you can do. Mm. Let me see. Like, now you've hit a few layups. Let me just see something through the lays. And they just like, no, I'm just going to keep doing these layups.
You'll probably
like,
never hear Sade hit.
No, that's not. There's a lot
that's
of
not
them.
Even, she's not all even
the, trying. All the ones out now don't do that. Jhené Aiko and all, they just stay.
I like
it. Yeah, right. You'll
it
never
feels
hear,
good, but I'll be like, all right.
Well. You'll never hear Sade go, ma. No. That just took over the beat. Left.
Temptations. They added a whole bunch of new people, and it just was fine.
That was on the when people die and stuff.
They started adding sons, cousins.
Yeah, Dennis came in, and they was fine.
So that's with the twins with the mustaches, right?
The only reason I can't keep up with the Temptations is that they were before my time, so I don't know about the roster changes and the hit flow.
I get confused. But
when I can keep up with my little timeline, I'll be like, when they added this person, the sales dip. You know, I'll be into that.
Yeah, they were fine. You can do it. You just have to do it. One, like Dennis was strong. The new person has to be strong.
When did Dennis come in?
He came in. Well, after, I guess, I'm guessing after Paul was done.
Who's Paul? I don't know that first name.
Paul was the one that died. I don't want to say the thick one, but in the movie, he was the thick one.
He didn't want to kill himself?
Yeah,
he was a thick one in the movie.
For once in my life, you got this drunk. Is mine. You can't
even
crumble.
I don't know he killed
when he
himself.
Crumbled, though, when Blue held him, he was like,
no. And then he crumbled. That was a good movie, man.
That was an excellent movie. That deserved to go theaters.
It did.
Yeah, that should have been.
But I'm glad it didn't. I like
it was
them,
up there with five heartbeats.
Them parts, them seven
they give you more
series.
Time.
Yeah, you
rush.
Like, if they would have dropped New Edition in theaters, it wouldn't have been as good.
Right.
But we got 2 hours every night, three nights in a row. It was better.
They don't have to. It's better with TV then because gave, you don't have to rush.
Yeah,
it.
Then gave a Bobby Brown movie. So we got all of it. Yeah.
When you said about Five Heartbeats was kind of an ode to all of those 70s groups. So they had a little bit of everybody's story.
Right. I heard it was focused mainly on the Dales.
Yeah, it was mostly on the Dales. That's why they showed their picture at the end. But it was like loosely based on like a bunch of people and different things.
Five Heartbeats is amazing.
That's pretty much all those group stories, like you said. Back
pretty
in the
much.
Day. They all went through the same thing.
Pretty
I think
much.
If you're going to do a biopic about a group or whatever, it has to be for TV. Unless it's just going to be a long movie.
Because
Straight Outta Compton, they rushed it at the end.
Yeah,
Straight Outta Compton was excellent for like the first half, and then you felt them rushing.
And it was like, easy, gotta die. We gotta
they don't like each other no more. Easy dead.
Yeah,
it was too much
so what
story.
What did they miss out on?
They didn't really delve deep into the Dre Eazy-E beef,
right?
Or the Ice Cube, you know,
showed the Ice Cube beef with them, but then they glazed over, and then it was
that was such a big beef.
Yeah, they could have showed Ice Cube's transition in the movies, and then you know Dr. Dre's exit from Death Row. And like what Eazy was doing,
a little bit more to Death Row.
Yeah,
if they
would have made that for TV,
that would have been that's a
they
season.
Show Eazy discovering Bone and all that.
Right.
That's a season. That's
I feel the same with the Tupac movie. I was like, y'all, just
I didn't even watch that. I didn't even bother watching.
These icons are so great. It's hard to push everything into.
You need a series.
Yeah, because they had a long struggle getting there. Then they sat on top for a while.
What the Pac one?
Pac. Eazy-E, the NWA, they all were there for over a decade. Well, not Pac, but the NWA. But Pac did everything from movies to rap to activism.
When you look at Pac's trajectory and like his
time frame
was short. His debut album was what, 92?
Uh-huh.
91, 92.
Even if you give him the extra year with Digital Underground.
Right.
I don't even give him that, but we'll give him Digital Underground 90 to 96.
Right.
He did this iconic.
He
a
did
lot.
More than
Hella
movies. I've done in
before 30.
My 15 years of comedy.
And I felt like, to me, he felt like a fully grown man. Like he was 40s.
Right.
Not that he looked it, but he felt old.
Yeah.
Him and Biggie felt old.
But they wasn't. They were super young.
Pac gave that energy off like he was in his late 30s.
Yeah.
Because he had a lot of people following him. Now you're like, man, he's only 20-something and all these grown men in prison was like, thug life. And
So it was only almost... not okay or right that he made a young mistake him getting killed, jumping into that fight. That was what a young person would do.
They say he lived with his heart a lot, so you know he was stepping into beefs that weren't necessarily his, but he was like, I'm gonna show my love for you by doing this. And then next thing you know, it's like
Led like a general, not like a king. He was out on a he led like an old king that
would
be out on the battlefield. Yeah,
I'm out here. He ride off
on the horse.
He got blood on his face. We did it.
He like
the fighters. You know they missing teeth and all that.
I respect the kings back then, though, because they was in the mix. Like now, you know, president and stuff, they just pressing buttons and giving orders. Back then, they was like, we out here.
Yep. They be behind the little bunker. How's it going out there?
Yeah. Right.
They flanked us on the left now. Oh, damn it.
They used to get in it back then.
Yeah.
And they was like low-key the best fighters, too.
A lot of times, that's how you got your little position.
Yeah,
you'd be like, oh, he gave us the battle. And they start lifting you up from that. So
Braveheart, Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Best leader, I think.
I mean, it's hard to argue.
As far as movie-wise.
Hard to argue that. He died horribly, too.
Oh, that was a cold way to go.
He died horribly.
Y'all would have gave in. I'd have been like, you know what? Y'all right.
You right.
What you want me to say?
You ain't got to strap me to the table. You was wild. You was like, hey, man, don't disembowel me, man. Come on, man. They disemboweled him and while he was alive.
Ah.
They did a lot worse to him that they didn't show in the film.
Right.
DC, like, they over there. Yeah, they hiding over there. Just, you don't have to do none of this.
Look at them. We don't need to be, you know, just say, just publicly stand me out there and roast me. How about that?
Okay? Right. y'all think if certain movies didn't have certain things, they would have been as big? Like, for example, Braveheart, without the painted face thing, would people have, like, because that's what everybody goes to when they think Braveheart. You can take our lives. Then the painted face, and that's the thing. And I'm like, I wonder. You take that out. Do people still remember
what,
it?
What, bareface? Like bare faces?
They probably remember the scene if he was regular face.
Yeah, without that line.
The arrows coming down was a big one.
The line, line is essential, but the paint ain't.
Yeah, the paint wasn't like.
Because remember when everybody was parodied, that paint was huge.
Well, it gives you an extra visual.
Yeah.
What about something like Dead Presidents?
The paint was big. That was on the cover.
Huge
that
on
was
Dead
on,
Presidents.
That was everything.
But they advertised that on the cover.
Yeah,
that
touché.
Was a movie.
Yeah, okay, touche. Yeah,
so that's what you go in for. You waiting for that heist? Like, oh, why they got the guns in the face paint? And so you pull up.
Man, Cleon was just messing up. Man, I hated his name was close to mine. I was like, I don't want no parts of this.
Everybody
idiot,
start calling
bro.
You Cleon.
Man, he was messing up.
And the cool part is his transition from Vietnam to that
was funny as
like if they would have had Cleon from Vietnam, he would have been perfect.
Perfect.
But he changed.
Preacher Cleon was like
he was trash.
Bro,
lost it.
Trash. That was a great movie, man.
Oh yeah,
it was. Soundtrack fire too.
Oh my god,
that soundtrack is fire.
That's a fantastic.
Clifton Powell was probably the highlight of that movie
so
for me.
I always
he was so disrespectful.
He was
your
so fun. He is Pinky forever.
Kirby was my favorite.
Kirby over Clip over.
Yeah,
what was his
Kirby
name?
Was funny because
Kirby was around longer in the film.
Who do you think taught him
like,
that?
That's y'all motherfucking
Clifton Powell, man. Clifton Powell.
That's something I would say. That's something I would say. That's y'all motherfucking punk ass.
Because you told him he didn't want him anyway.
He said that
he
from
said
jump.
We don't want him. As soon as he started tripping, that's y'all punk ass motherfucker.
He was high. I felt him 100%.
Me too.
Yeah, but I seen the Clifton Powell character from dudes going to jail, and then this guy come and starts taking care of you. Like, hey,
Sarah.
Who you think taught her that?
Man, he called him slipping. He sucker punched.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's why he wasn't my favorite.
I ain't even got no problem.
Because I like Anthony a lot. I ain't got no and so problem. When he snuffed him and he fell down
snuffed
the steps,
him with a
pulled the gun out.
I would have Clifton Powell play you in your life story.
Oh, why?
He just got that vibe.
I'm a sleaze.
No, I didn't say all that. You got a little pink in you. You got a little bit. You got a little bit of all Clifton Powell.
Clifton, funny man.
See you later, Santa Claus.
Clifton kills everything he's in.
He's well rounded.
Yes.
He's well rounded.
He kills everything he's in. Yeah. I think he should be bigger. I mean, I'm pretty sure he ain't tripping, but he should be bigger.
I wish he was bigger.
I wonder why not.
Well, I like him. I like. Well, not that he's not bigger, but he gets to have a little bit more edge to his characters. When he's at this level of his career, as he gets bigger, the level of I would say sleaze, he can't bring all that when he becomes more of a leading man. Right now, he's right in that.
But why?
Pocket.
He's already proved himself to, you know what I mean?
If we love him like that.
He just never crossed over to the whites.
Why though?
I don't know.
He ain't did nothing that's like super degrading or just, you know what I mean? I'm talking about he can. Play in
he's
anything.
A great actor, yeah.
I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's
dope. Funny off camera too. I party with him in Vegas on accident.
Yeah, I've seen him ripped a couple times.
He was ripped.
The mic's ripped.
But what's funny is he like so everybody obviously this is fresh out of not fresh out of Friday, but you know it's years ago.
Right.
So everybody's like Pinky, and he in character. I'm Pinky never going full out. But somebody stepped on his shoes.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, nigga, watch my shoes. But, like, the dude, everybody was laughing. Me and my boy was like, no,
he was serious.
Like, he was mad about them shoes. And the girl he was with was like, loosen up, you know what I mean? But I was like.
Did he have hard bottoms on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was serious about them shoes.
So he got out of character for a little bit?
Like a second, you could tell. He was like, hey, man.
Wait a minute, I'm Clifton. I can't just be out here doing this.
He was super cool, though.
Pinky was mad funny.
Who do you think? What actor do you think is really crazy? Like, you know what I mean? Who would you like if you met
Gary
him in person?
Busey.
Oh,
yeah. I can see that
in real life. Yeah.
Anybody with a history of drug use, like heavy drug use, I'm like, I'm sure you got.
They say Crispin Glover is like a weirdo in real life. He played Marty McFly's dad in the first.
Oh
movie.
Yeah.
They say he's really weird. I saw Gary Busey at the Comedy Store. I did a show. In the original room, he was in the front row.
He was Gary Busey?
He was like, yeah, that crazy. I was like, it's Gary Busey.
Why he look
and
like
I
that?
Figured, like, you know, all the other comedians talked to him.
Right.
And I went in last, because they, like, booked me last minute. And I just saw him, and I was just like, Gary Busey. But his face was everything that you would imagine.
It's Gary Busey.
Yeah, and I was like, yo, Gary Busey.
I would say anybody that shows up to set in character and stays in character, like the method actors, they usually have some deep shit going on.
Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey does that, doesn't he?
He's done it.
I've heard he's done it before.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes did it with Blade 3.
Oh, really? Never came out of character?
Mm. Ryan Reynolds always said he stayed Blade.
They said, what's his name did it?
LL Cool J does it a lot.
Yeah.
They
said Forrest Whitaker did it for Last King of Scotland, and it messed him up. Like, he said when he came, like, they was done shooting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he said he took him, like, a month to get back to himself because he was still, like, they said he was flashing on people, and they was like, hey, bro, the movie is over. And he was like, oh, yeah, you right, like... So he got so into the character.
So lost in it.
Yeah, it took him like a few weeks to get out of it. Cause he was just
that
like,
makes sense because they be shooting movies for months.
Right.
Like, you stay in character.
You got to be that person.
Right. Yeah, so you hear about some of the suicides and stuff. Well, one of them was the Joker.
Yeah.
Because he was so into the character that it.
Michael Jai White said that's not true.
They said he was taking stuff too, though.
Wait, which Joker are we talking about? Heath?
Heath,
yes.
Yeah, because.
Well, how would Michael Jai know?
He was in the movie.
I forgot he was
in. So he said Heath Ledger would go in and out of character when they said action.
Oh, okay.
Just like he was regular. He'd be talking about, you know, regular stuff, his family. And then, so he was like, that's not accurate. Because, you know, they made it out to be like Heath was always, but, you know, and I believe somebody from the movie said more than that dude, just, you know.
It sounds better to the
Yeah, like, oh, he was so in character. He killed himself. It's like, I don't know if that's true, y'all. Oh, but it sounds good.
But remember, it came out later that it was like drugs and stuff involved too.
It was an accidental mixture of something he took, so which happens all the time.
Right?
Like, people just be.
I don't think they just wanted to leave it at that.
Yeah,
because if it would have been one of us,
they want to add to the legend.
Right.
Right.
If it would have been a black actor, they'd be like, "Well, that junkie just that's just
he was strung out."
Yeah. Right.
He was.
But Heath
strung
was
out.
So lost.
I think that's why Daniel Day-Lewis doesn't do that many movies, because he's a method one too. But if you look at his resume, it's not that long.
You're saying he wants to avoid?
Well, I feel like that takes a lot out of you to be method, to be Lincoln, to be There
Will
Be Blood.
You have to lose a little bit of yourself.
And so that's why I think he doesn't do that many movies. Mm. Because he'd be like, man, the energy.
It's part of losing yourself, and you gain a new perspective that you've never thought that somewhat might fit a place in your life.
Right.
That you're like, oh.
Because if you can turn into that, it has to be in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we can really tap into a lot of different people. We can find an element that we can tap into, no matter what who it is.
Right.
Like, drug addict, serial killer, whatever. You just tap into some familiar aspect, and then you just go into that, and then you can encompass, like, whatever the character may be. Just from that small little sliver of, all right, this guy.
It's kind of scary, though, isn't it?
It is.
When you think about it, that's kind of scary,
but they're not
bro.
That far from us.
Like, you know? If I played Rick James in the story, I might not come back, y'all. I might be like, I like this life. This shit is crazy.
This is for me.
This man.
I would like
Rick
to see
James.
A Rick James movie.
I would like to see that.
I wouldn't want to see him mess it up, though. I want to see, though.
That's the part?
No, I want to see the dark parts. One of my favorite is JoJo Dancer, because you got to see the whole life of Richard and where he grew to.
Does that hold up though, JoJo? When I rewatched it, I was like, yeah.
You know, I've never seen it.
Really?
I've never seen it either.
Oh, you got to understand his hardship growing up in a hoe house.
I took your comedy stripe.
You both need that.
Man. I should have seen it.
But I read Prior Convictions, though.
That book was excellent.
I read Charlie Murphy's book. And Steve Martin.
I heard his book. I read Steve Martin. Steve Martin's was funny as shit, too.
I never gave Prior.
So do I get my stripes back?
Nah, you ain't getting your stripes.
I'm sure he has it on the list. Like, where's my Prior?
Let me get one stripe.
No, I think I did.
You got one stripe back.
Yeah, let me get one stripe back.
Y'all but gotta see JoJo Dancer.
Yeah, I gotta watch that one.
I do need to watch.
I remember my I think my mom was watching it one day when I was a kid though, and it just looked boring. I was just like,
It seems very accurate, especially since he was part of it. So it's not like
it felt like a serious Richard Pryor that I wasn't ready for as a kid.
That was
like,
his baby. Wasn't that his baby?
Funny guy, right? Why is it serious? And I left.
That was his baby, right? JoJo Dancer. That was like his. This is what I'm putting this to the world, right?
Yes,
I would assume.
Yeah.
It was his story from his POV.
Yeah. Wasn't I watched it.
wasn't like some of his worst work? I mean, like,
no, I don't think it was. He was in Superman 3.
That wasn't bad though.
Oh, it was horrible.
It was pretty bad.
Superman 3?
Yeah, yes.
What was the best Superman? Let me test y'all Superman knowledge. What
two.
Was the best?
Two.
I like one.
Was that with the bearded guys?
Yeah.
That's
the best one.
Zog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still the best one.
Yeah, easily.
Man of Steel was solid though.
I like one. It was new.
One, yeah. I didn't like the powers they were giving Superman. All right, he gonna go around the planet and turn time back because he switched the rotation of the Earth. I was like,
too deep.
Really?
Tony was too smart. He's like, man, if they switched the rotation, the ocean would have killed everybody.
Like, well, Superman can't do that.
He can't do.
And even if you turn the rotation of the planet so time goes back,
right?
That's Superman.
Ridiculous.
That's why he's super.
In the '80s, they didn't care.
It's ridiculous.
It was like, makes sense. It's just like when people would try to, in Ferris Bueller, when they try to put the thing reverse to turn your
car
in
reverse.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the same concept. Like, people are like, this is going to work.
But it
no,
didn't
it's
work.
Not. And it didn't,
it didn't
work
for Ferris Bueller. He's like, it's not working.
I just never liked how Superman's body didn't match his strength.
No.
Like,
if you had super strength, would you work out?
But in the comics, though, everybody's ripped. So when you
right.
make the movie, you're just like.
Yeah. Everybody's ripped to shreds.
He right. was 80s ripped.
No, he no, wasn't even
wasn't.
80s
ripped. It was just a solid size. Yeah. He wasn't
right.
flabby.
He
it
wasn't
was
like,
just. But you wouldn't
cut.
Work. Superman don't work out.
Wait, but he was in better shape than the TV Superman.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. Adam West, that was just
he
sad.
He was regular as hell.
That was just sad.
No, bro, I need my superheroes to
I
come
need
to look like
up.
Michael Jai
Superman
White.
Superman should not be buff.
Why not?
Because he's
holding buildings.
But
it's not heavy for him. You have to have some weight to it.
And he's not doing a lot of reps. It's like, yeah, I picked up an island, but I did
so
it
y'all
one
don't
time.
Want y'all.
I do.
Y'all don't want y'all superhero to have calf
no,
muscles.
No, I'm saying it would make sense that Superman's not ripped.
Because he has to be normal, too. Like, if he is super buff lifting stuff, I don't believe him working that.
Okay, why don't he change like the Hulk? He don't have to turn green, but the Hulk got way buffer as he.
Well, the Hulk is different because he's just
person.
Manifests. Yeah. He's manifesting in gamma energy in a human body, okay. So that's why he's just so. So right. The Hulk should be
cut up
massive.
The Hulk yeah. always bothered me because I'm like, how, if we're talking reality, they addressed it in the movies, mm-hmm. but in reality, if you getting that big, you just naked all the time. Them pants
oh,
they
yeah.
stand on.
Yeah.
Them drawers. How big is your drawers when
yeah.
they stretch?
He should
that
be,
much. That's
and they're not
happening.
Elastic. They're jeans.
Yeah,
unless he had jeggings on.
What
but,
the
he might have
well, I get why they do that.
He might have had on jeggings.
It changes the whole rating of the
right.
movie.
But I'm just like, even as a kid, I used to be like, there's no way.
His I didn't think. I didn't, you were thinking about up. That? So I wasn't thinking
yeah,
about that
because
stuff.
I'm like,
I got it. I was like, well, you can't make them naked.
Yeah, but I'm just like, people, you know, you watch people gain weight. They be like, I can't even fit these jeans. And they just went up a size or two. He turned into a whole other person.
He busted out them shoes.
So if he was with a big green penis, you would have been like, oh,
no,
this is real.
That's Hulk.
That's Hulk.
I would have turned my head, but I'd have been like,
you
were
just the action.
Right.
You were fighting, swinging. Oh, it sounds like they're really fighting.
Right.
I can't look.
Everybody aiming just turns their head.
Right.
That changed. That's an instant R rating right
instantly.
Yeah, Hulk dick get Hulk. Your R.
This
might get
here,
you an
man.
X.
You know it's going to be huge.
So y'all taking Superman powers or Hulk's?
Superman.
Superman is just easy to manage.
Hulk. Yeah. There's no stopping it. The madder he gets, the more it grows.
That's what I'm saying. No self-control, though.
Yeah,
Superman.
That's
Superman.
Why I don't want to
like
lose
that.
Control
yeah.
like that. I'd rather just
Rick
be
James,
regular.
Rick James, you just want to lose
you
control.
Goddamn right.
Get my power.
I'm Rick James Hulk.
Because Superman got so many other benefits. He got the hearing, the vision,
yeah,
the cool brain. You can cool off your food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then just a little bit of
and
green.
And the flight.
Was it kryptonite? And it's just done.
But who going to have
who
it?
Who has that? Yeah.
The Hulk. Jump out in space, come back with it.
Now, mind right. you, I like the Hulk better as a character.
Oh, yeah,
but who
too.
Would I rather have? I'd give me the Superman.
All so. Of DC's characters kind of be bugging me, man. I just don't like.
They overpowered.
They, but this is like, Batman ain't overpowered, but he is. He's just a regular
he
ass dude. And they just be
he
doing too
Batman's
much.
Batman's overpowered.
They be
he
doing
is.
Too
yeah,
much
Batman's
with a regular
overpowered.
Ass
he don't,
dude.
Yeah,
he, Batman's
and
overpowered.
And where did he have the time to do all this? He's a master at all these things. How you don't have that kind of time.
He's rich.
That's what he does.
He's rich.
Master all of this.
He's a billionaire. So he
like,
got
I'm just
time.
Like, bro.
He's a billionaire, Bruce Wayne.
If he wasn't rich, I wouldn't believe it. But since he is wealthy, I could believe he got the time.
To be a super triple black belt, a super duper mm-hmm. scientist and mathematician and contractor
and not be able to fly
because like, he has access. That's what pisses me off. He has access to the best.
Don't forget Playboy. He's a Playboy too.
Right. Oh, and yeah. Smash holes. You ain't got time for all that.
If you're good looking and rich, come on.
You ain't got time for everything.
It's easy panning.
And to fight crime.
Look how much stuff Kev Hart do. Bruce Wayne could do it.
Bruce Wayne could do a lot. Wealthy, so you got access to the best education. So there's your smarts.
Okay.
And then you got the time to just go do shit overseas or whatever, get the best training, the
Fair.
Best. And then
you got all the technology.
But he's not just good at things.
He's great.
He is great at everything. That's impossible.
Yeah.
But you got to make him great at everything.
He's like 50 years ahead in technology. He's all right.
He's great at everything.
But he can't fly. He's a bat that can't fly. What turns me off about Batman.
Yeah.
You can't call yourself Batman. Glide.
I agree with you, DC.
He can float, but fly. Like, Batman should be able to just, all right, y'all, I'm out. And some land on some shit.
He can do that.
Hulk can kind of fly.
Oh, his jump.
He can
jump from state to state.
Yeah. Hulk just got that vert.
I never believe Batman because he gets hit and he comes back. I'm like, no, if Superman punches you, You're done.
Yeah.
Your body should crumble.
It should just be a fist going through you.
Batman was just too much.
And Batman's not a mutant, right? He's just a regular
dude. No, he's a regular dude. Yeah.
He should be dead. He should be dead.
The Hulk throw you five blocks. You don't come back.
No.
That's five blocks.
No. Mm-mm. But the Hulk, he's only fought like Iron Man in the suit and Thor.
Well, he fought all the whole X-Men.
Oh, in the comic books, yeah. They all fought. Everybody fought everybody. He fought Wolverine. Wolverine's debut was him fighting the Hulk.
Who won?
Hulk. Hulk don't take L's.
I think the Hulk.
He took an L to Thanos.
Well, when they threw him to a whole nother.
In the movie, man. Yeah, they
made him weak.
In the comic book, though, when they all fought Thanos, Hulk was one of the ones that didn't get killed. He was wailing on him, and then he turned giant, and then the Hulk dipped out. And he just dipped out.
Like, he ran? He just got away from Thanos?
Yeah, because he was tagging Thanos good, and then he looked up, and Thanos was huge, and he was just like, oh, he dipped out. And they didn't show him the rest of the battle. I was like, where'd he go? Thanos never killed him in that battle.
Mm,
he
his killed Uber got
everybody
there.
Else. There was only like five people left standing at the end of it.
Oh, damn.
He killed Captain America last.
So the movie didn't reflect the comic
books.
No.
He always messes
up. But you see where they got that from. If he dipped in the comics, that's why they made him weak in the movie.
That's like, why they made him dip.
It wasn't like a cowardice dip. It was like their strategy was to keep hitting Thanos one at a time to keep him off balance.
Uh-huh.
So when the Hulk was wailing on him and then he grew, he just hopped out of the way from the because he tried to smash him.
They couldn't pay the artist.
Yeah. So once he hopped out of the way, you never saw him again.
So in the movie, he was mentally.
In the movie, they made him too soft.
That was a turnoff.
I'm still mad about that.
He was supposed to get revenge.
In the comic book, Hulk just gets madder and madder. He never gets scared. Right. He just gets madder and madder and gets stronger and stronger.
World War Hulk is when he was at his maddest, and he came back to Earth to kill Doctor Strange, Reed Richards, Black Bolt, and Iron Man.
Oh, man, I know Chaz is mad he's missing this conversation.
Oh, yeah, they sent him off the planet, and then it was a bomb on his ship that blew up and killed his new woman and child.
Hulk's new woman and child.
Yeah, so he came back for them. And so he was going through everybody that stood in his way. So, you know, the other heroes were like, wait, you can't do that. He fought the everybody.
Oh, yeah, that's my kind of party.
He was socking everybody out.
Are they done with X-Men? Are they
they redoing it.
They're going to redo it. Marvel has them now.
MCU going to redo it, so it should be. Yeah. And I've been waiting.
X-Men has always been my favorite.
Always. And I need Gambit to get shine. I need him to be dope. I need him to kiss Rogue and have a coma. I need all of it.
Put it all on the line.
He risked it all every episode. He
did. The whole
just
shebang.
Give me a little kiss.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Isn't it weird if like Gambit put a condom on, it will just like blow it up?
I think he controls.
Yeah, he controls.
Yeah,
because
he touches stuff all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not like that would suck.
Especially for the chick.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, if he go inside.
But Rogue basically
she
just
can't
has.
Do nothing, yeah.
Rogue takes your power, right?
Yeah.
She takes your essence. That's how she got her strength and flight.
But
she
that's skin to skin contact. So if you protected, you good.
If Rogue had on gloves and you ain't kissing, you know what I'm saying?
She could give you a hand job,
you know,
with gloves on.
You could put
the gloves
on.
You have the condom on. You safe.
With the condoms, but you would have to have a full coverage.
Yeah,
for sure.
But you just don't go ball deep.
A condom you put on like drawers.
I think I'm gonna pass on Rogue.
But if you really into her, you would make the concession.
She got that little white streak.
I got the condom on. I got the little
condom. She could just wear something with the.
I got the pants.
It's too risky.
With the dick hole coming out. And that way, when you're going in,
worst case scenario, skin to skin, you pass out.
Yeah,
because it'll stop
you. She ain't holding you, so you stopping yourself.
You'll pass out. And then she'll have your powers and your memories for a little bit, and then
that's it.
You better not.
But you're not dying.
Why not go get Storm?
See, DC don't want her to have his memories.
Storm with Black Panther.
Storm is the finest. You want them problems?
I'm getting Storm.
Of course.
Well, then you fight T'Challa for. Go ahead.
DC don't want Rogue because she'll get some of his memories, and he'll be like, "Oh damn,
she know what
she know what I'm thinking."
That's the thing. Like, oh, she know I cheated.
She get all that.
She'll get your recent memories, all that. She'll be like. Like,
yeah, I couldn't deal with Rogue.
I know what you did. Who's
I'm like,
cold bust.
Who is such as I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, Rogue.
Cold bust.
I just realized this is the first time they can see our pants and shoes.
Oh really?
They can see our shoes?
I don't know.
I got on my ass.
Can you? Just the pants?
Okay. Just the pants.
They never see that. And I almost didn't. I was like, I'm just going to throw on some shorts.
I remember one episode, they saw my thigh. I'm sitting on the corner of the thing. I had on shorts. And it was like, his thigh out.
You had them tiny shorts.
Delete this comment, Cameron.
His thigh is out.
Whole thigh.
Let's be honest. Nobody is happy all the time. Sometimes you get a little down. All right, and it starts messing with your happiness. It prevents you from achieving goals, and you just want somebody to talk to, and that's okay. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis hotline. It's not a self-help. It's just professional counseling done securely online. Nobody has to know about it. You just get somebody to talk to. There's a service available for clients worldwide. It's therapeutic matches so that it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. Okay? And it's okay. It is okay. And if you want to use our promo code, all right, you go to betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/issues. And do what hundreds of thousands of people have already taken charge of mental health and what they're doing. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. You'll get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/issues. All right, go ahead and do that.
I could talk comic books all day, though. Don't get me started on this.
I know the boys would be all in for this combo.
Man.
They would be all in.
Put that daddy issue.
I put that Jingle Jangle on for them. They was feeling it.
I haven't seen it.
My brother said it was dope. My other brother, me and Cotty, was busy yesterday, so we didn't watch it. But Keelan was like, "Dad, I love this."
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a new classic. Yeah.
It's a kids movie, or is it?
I heard it was just good.
I heard that, but the title just got me. Jingle Jangle. I was like, "Oh man, what's going to happen?"
I heard it's
here?
Dope though.
Who's in it?
Everybody. Forrest Whitaker.
Don't play on slumps.
Forrest Whitaker. Michael Key. What is it?
Keegan Michael Key?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's a good actor, man.
He's very solid.
Very funny, dude.
Mm-hmm. He's very good. It's a bunch of people. And they got the kids. They got the music.
It's a Christmas movie?
Yes.
A little too early for Christmas movies, right?
No, they got to kick it in right after Thanksgiving.
Boom.
Man, it got moved up quicker than that this year after Halloween. Yeah.
It was before Halloween. I was like, jeez.
Because Christmas is a season. So
everyone going to get some
holiday season.
They going to get that money.
Oh, yeah, this year everything went up early. I had a Christmas tree right after.
Oh, I was supposed to put mine up. Keelan forgot. He'd be on my app. Keelan, you know, he at the age now where he knows he's cognizant of everything.
Yeah.
Like when we went up to Cotty's mom's mother-in-law for Thanksgiving, he walked in the house. He's like, "So, you know, I just had a birthday." And she was like, "Yeah." He was like, "So, presents?" Like, he'd be asking for presents now. He'd be telling people, "I'm five." Strangers. I mean, you know, I turned five.
So what made
like
him
any presents?
What made him realize that it was time for Christmas tree? Just seeing stuff on TV and everything?
He wants, they know seasons. Ah. So as soon as he saw lights, he was like, "Oh, it's Christmas." Like, he saw people's house light up. He was like, "Oh, it's Christmas. All right. Presents. Like Kendrick don't really be asking, but Keelan, they be.
He won't see him.
And they don't, they spoiled, he just be asking, like, "Yeah, well, it's my birthday." Mm-hmm. If he met you today, he'd be like, "Well, I just turned five." Presents.
Presents.
I'd be like, "Everybody ain't giving you presents, bro." Like,
that's funny.
Hey, but it might work.
It might work.
Well, that's the thing. Last time he asked me for something, I said, "Man, I'll see. I'll think about it." He said, "All right. Well, I'll just ask Uncle." And I said, "Well, what if he don't do it? Then I'll ask Nana." I was like, what if he don't do it? No, it's grandpa. He was like, somebody gonna get me what I want.
He gonna be
and he's
successful.
Right. Like, somebody's gonna get it. So I'm just like,
the cockiness.
Right.
Right. So I'll be like, I ain't getting you nothing, trying to like stick it to him. Like, yeah. You don't deserve this. I like somebody else.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna get
he
this.
He knows
to
you're
me.
Competitive present, too. Right. He's manipulating you already. I heard our last uncle.
No, you won't. I'll
but he
get
is
it.
Like, he is nice though. Like, he when he asks for something, he'd be like, and I need you to get this for Kendrick so we can play together. Like, he don't be asking, like, this is mine or whatever. Like, he wanted Dragon Ball Z stuff this year. So he told Keith, he was like, I want a Goku, and you got to get a Vegeta for Kendrick.
That's dope, man.
So I was like, all right. So he always be looking
oh, he knows how to
you
sell it. He's like,
he's selling it.
He is. He's like,
he's
see,
like, I'm going to throw in Kendrick.
Yeah,
so right. Everybody looks
I look even
like
better.
I'm not selfish right. And completely spoiled. But I'm at the same time, I'm reaping the business. For him to know that already.
He's smart. And they be, I don't know where they get their stuff from either. Because we was playing Cops and Robbers the other day, and then they arrested me. And Kendrick came over late. And Keely was like, I got it. You just go get the donuts. And I was like, wait, who
you
said?
Just go get the donuts.
Who said Costco donuts? Like, where did you get this from? He told Cotty the other day. He was like, I need some donuts in my coffee. And she was like, what are you talking about? He was like, I'm a cop. I'm on the job.
What if they, like, what if they started beating on you?
No, they be beating
like,
the hell out
I'm talking
he's
about,
black.
Like, yeah, he's black.
The black.
Yeah, he's a black guy.
He starts profiling.
And he beat me up. I'd be like, I didn't even do nothing, man. They'd be like, you're resisting.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Look like him, a duck, talk like a duck. What is it?
Right.
You're like, what?
When he told him go get the donuts, what did Kendrick do?
He just left.
What if he came back with donuts and coffee?
He came back with the fake, you know, he's like, oh, dad, look. Like, they just be... They funny, man. The older they get, like, especially Keelan, like, I feel like he's becoming more of an adult, like, every single day.
Yeah.
Like, every day. That five, oh, I'm loving this age.
You downhill
can't
five, when five hit,
bro,
it's a wrap after that.
Because Kendrick, we'd be like, just hurry up and have a birth. This three is trash. Like, he cries every day.
Yeah.
Every day is
that,
something.
That daily cries. Once you get like, out of what? That, it's smooth sailing. Yeah.
But, like, and Keelan's at the age where he'd be looking at Kendrick like, Kendrick, why are you crying?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He console him? Does he be like, are you okay, bud? Or
sometimes, but sometimes he be irritated. Like, he'd be like, you know, why Kendrick? Because he'd be wanting to play or, like, stop. Or, like, when we'd be like, what'd you do? He'd be like, I'm just trying to fix it. So, like, if you take a toy from him, he's trying to fix it. I'm trying to fix it.
Yeah.
And he's crying. So, here, take it. I don't want to play with you. Like, he'd do that.
I feel that 100%.
But, yeah, he's, and I'll be watching his schoolwork. He's, I forget he's only in TK, so he's not even kindergarten yet. And he's already doing everything he's supposed to do by first grade. So he's still got 2 years for first grade. So
wait, who does?
Keelan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
damn.
He'll go to kindergarten when school starts again, and then he'll do first grade the year after that.
Oh, wow.
So,
I was thinking he was already like in first.
No, because he just turned five.
Okay.
So
I thought it, so he's doing first grade stuff now? Or
yeah. Like the other day, I be hearing him. That's the thing. I don't even be like, we just be listening to him. Mm-hmm. So like he was eating his breakfast. He was like, I have two waffles. If I take one away, that's one. Two minus one is one. I'm just listening to him do this, and I'm like, oh, all right. Like, once he sees something, he just works on it all the time.
Would you skip his grade? Like,
no. They try to, and I said no. Because
if anything, hold him back a couple years.
Because he'll graduate. If he's
them the best basketball players.
Right, and that's why I was.
Hold him back?
They wanted to. They wanted to go ahead and be like, start. We can do kindergarten now. And I was like, hell no, because he'll graduate barely 17 like I was. Mm-hmm. And, like, sports-wise, I want to give him that extra year.
Give him that extra year.
So I was like, nah, I'm not doing those.
Also,
kids.
Just being around people. I remember they were trying to move Damon up. They moved him up, but it was, like, weird because then all his friends were, like, 17, and he was, like, 14. And the stuff they were discussing was way ahead of
him. That's a big gap, 14 to 17.
Huge gap.
Huge gap. 17-year-olds are like adults to 14-year-olds.
That one grade gap was everything.
Right.
Oh, it was huge.
Back in the day, you dating a junior?
Right.
Yeah, you a senior. He's hideous. Look at him.
It was
but now,
big
when
deal.
You come out of school, right. You be dating people 10 years younger than you. You be like, eh, it's whatever.
Right. Me and Keith was in different worlds, and we were 16 months apart.
That's crazy.
But in school, it was just like, you're a sophomore, I'm a senior, bro. Like, what?
Right.
I don't even see. You don't even see.
I didn't
brother.
See him that much. I didn't see him. Or like, even like, you met my boy Kerry, right? You guys met him.
I don't know. I did?
I think in the Bay.
Okay.
But he was like, I remember, because I was a TA my senior year. So I just got to go everywhere, drop off notes, whatever, whatever. And so when I would come into their class, I know them. Those are my brothers. You know what I mean? Like, but he said, man, you would come in our class, and, like, the girls in our class, and, like, the kids would be like, wow. It's only 2 year difference.
Right. Like, man, wait, when is it close up though? When is it down? You know what I mean?
Because as soon as he got to when he became a senior, and then when I got my license, that's when we all started bonding tough because we could go places. No parents, no.
Right.
And then he was older too, and they had like they was working on their license, so it was more like a hangout versus a tag along.
Yeah.
And then we just started like kicking it like tough. Like when he became a senior, we started kicking it real tough.
That's how it is now, like with the Baker boys. It's like, you know, no more tag-alongs, you know.
What you mean? They're very close now, right?
Yeah. And now, you know, now they both have cars now. So it's just like when they ride together, that means they really wanted to.
They want to, yeah.
Right. Yeah, ride together. Because, you know, I got Sincere a car last
week. Oh, he got a car. Oh, yeah, I thought it might be new.
Yeah, they both whipped up right now.
Okay.
They got him a car last week.
What do you got?
Just a Ford Focus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little two-door joint that Imani was selling. So I was like, you know, just a little starter pistol.
Right. Yeah.
And so now he got a whip. So it's just like, you got the freedom now. You free. You know, so it's like, you know, when they ride, he ain't got to wait for Serene no more because Serene be running late. That's the city.
Right.
Man, I'm like, because he was, the other day they were going to come over for movie night. And I was like, and Serene was like, I was like, I'll make y'all some waffles. And he's like, all right, you making, should I bring bacon today? I'm like, I'm not cooking all that. Because it was already late.
Oh, just waffles? No sides?
No sides, man. If they would have came over earlier, but I'm like, I'm just doing the waffles.
That's fair game, though. Bacon. Yeah.
But by the time you make all them waffles, you could have did bacon.
You could have did some bacon.
It was late. I was like, I'm just doing the waffles. Because he was like trying to monitor how much food to get because he sounded hungry.
Right.
And Cecile was like, I'm coming now. And so now he has that option.
I'm out.
Like, I'm coming.
I'm
now.
Leaving what, you.
Wait, so he was offering to bring more food?
He was offering just to bring the bacon and eggs for me to cook.
Oh.
And so I was just like, no, I'm just made that
bacon. Wait, is this? Out,
but he was bringing it. He was bringing it. He paid for it.
That wasn't the issue. Yeah. The issue wasn't to bring. It was the me in there. And so I was just like, it's too late, man, because it was already going on 10-something.
Is this the stuff you have to do once they start driving? Because my son's about to start driving, but I'm scared that I'm going to start losing, like, that one-on-one time.
Uh-huh.
Do you have to start, like, doing stuff like,
actually, it's helping
make
me
waffles?
Out. It's helping me out, though, because, you know, they can just come over easier.
Right. You don't have to pick them up. And,
you know, and so Serene was over last night, too. He was just over there playing PlayStation. For mad long. He was there from like 4 to like midnight on the stick. So I'm like,
Like with me, I think that he's just going to be gone everywhere that he asked me to drive him and I say no to.
Yeah. Well, you will lose out on those I got to take you somewhere moments. You'll lose that, you know. So now that, you know, Cecilia has a car, I was like, man, I can't even.
That was a relief for me.
Because even when, you know, we were doing the Keep Your Distance shows, Cecilia works here. And so I would take him home after. So it would be like a little extra hangout after the show.
Right.
Yeah. But now you got a whip.
That's where I get all my time in, like driving them to the games. Yeah. And coming home. It's like good one-on-one. Uh-huh. They ain't nothing else to do.
Yep.
We heard all the songs on the way there.
Right.
I did used to talk to my dad a lot in the car. Now I think about driving to tournaments and
stuff
like
great.
That.
The car is a good
It was a lot of convos.
What was you about to say?
I was going to ask Craig, when is he getting his car?
I'm holding out. I'm holding out.
Oh, you're trying to hold on? You're
holding
on to him?
I'm holding out because I know he's going to be everywhere. And during
Give him the whip.
Nah. And then I'm stuck on, all right, do I get him this used car or do I make him like a popping kid?
Yeah.
Because his friends are, like, weird. Like, I would never do. Like, one of his friends has, like, a Benz truck or something. I'm like, oh, wow. Hell no.
That's a lot.
Yeah. No, you need something that break down.
Yeah.
Then I don't want
something you got to deal with.
Man.
Yeah.
But then he'll just be the kid that drives to his friend's house and hops in the car. And I'm like, oh, nah, I don't want you relying on nobody.
Right.
That type of stuff.
You don't have to get a bucket, but, like.
Just a little humble.
At first.
That was my plan initially for Serene's first car. I thought we was going to get him something raggedy. And then, you know, but then once they called me that day from the dealership, he's like, how much can you put in? Y'all went today?
Oh, it was game time.
We
got to play now.
So he got a car that was nicer than mine.
Was that one of your first, like, hey, we didn't discuss this with Ree?
Pretty much, yeah. It was like, whoa, y'all at the dealership? And I was just like, and I didn't want to look like no chump. I can put this in, you know what I'm saying? So I put in a huge chunk.
Was there a pull to the side after?
No, it was just
you
right,
can't ruin that
moment.
They be so happy.
Not with him.
Not even with her. I was just like, I don't want to.
It was satisfying though, right?
But I was just surprised. Like, I was satisfied, but I was just like, man, he got I thought, you know, we were going with the raggedy approach. Well, I was like, he had the rear camera. I ain't had no rear camera.
So he ain't gonna have none of this.
None of that.
He need that experience.
He got the camera right here. And so, but with Sincere, he could care less about cars. Right.
Yeah,
he truly, genuinely. That's why.
Did he even want a car?
He was just like, it would help me out. Yeah. But then he was just like, because he's not even
like, don't do me a favor.
Yeah, right. Just like, yeah. I mean, I could use it.
Yeah,
he was like, if I go back to school, which he still wants to do, a car is just going to be an annoyance up there. So we were both just like,
oh yeah, parking in the bay.
He gonna have to leave it. He gonna have to leave it here if he goes back to San Francisco.
Right.
Yeah. So I was just like, so we just really just getting him something to get to work.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, we'll just get you this then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. San Francisco, he'll just take the barter walk.
Yeah, so it's like, he's not going to take that
driving
car to school.
Driving in Frisco is a pain in
the ass. It sucks, yeah, bro. Yeah.
So he was just like, where can I leave it? And I'm like, you can leave it with me or whatever. And so we really just got him something just to have something.
Mm. That's fair.
But Serene, he actually wanted something, you know, nice and stuff like that. So
I mean, Serene is more from the way he dressed. He's just
swag.
Serene is gotta be out here, man.
Is effortlessly cool.
Swag.
Yeah, he's out here, and you know, Sincere is just like, man.
I don't need it.
Sincere is gonna be the like, he behaves like a dad. Like I got clothes in my back.
Yep.
Got food in my belly. I don't have no complaints.
That's him,
man.
None of these extra shenanigans.
None,
I would take him clothes shopping. He would literally, I don't know. It's just, he would find like one. That's it. Like, yeah. That's the only one I like. I was like, all right. You know, Serene would be like this, that.
See, I can see that with Keelan already.
Yeah.
Keelan already be getting dressed. He'd be, Dad, can I rock this hat with it? I'd be like, mm-hmm. You are on virtual school. You don't have to, but I want my teacher to see my new jacket. I'd be
that's
like,
funny.
Yo, he's trying to impress the teacher.
Everybody, bro. Oh, that's another thing.
That's funny.
He's into girls.
Okay. Already.
Already. Boom. And I saw it coming.
That's fast.
But we were trying to play it. I was like, he three. You know what I'm saying? Because Cotty was telling me stories. This is when I was on the road heavy.
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, we pulled over. It was a car full of girls, very pretty girls. He was in the back, 3 years old, and hit the button to roll the window down. And he had his sunglasses on. And he looked at them and was like, but I'm three. He's three. And I'm like, that's funny.
Yeah.
You know, cute. whatever. Then four, he was just like, say stuff. I see him playing with action figures and Captain America and Captain Marvel's kissing. I'm like, whatever. He's a kid. But then the other day, I'm on the couch. He sits down. He's like, Dad, can I talk to you? And I was like, yeah. I love when he does that. I'm like, yeah. He said, Dad, I love the ladies.
Oh, he said that?
That was his exact words. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, I love the ladies. And I was like, what do you like about them? He's like, well, they're smart and they're beautiful. I was like, okay, well, that's fair.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah. He was like, I like Nikki. I said, well, you can't like Nikki because that's your mom's sister. That's your auntie. I was like, that's gross. You can't like your auntie. He said, okay. I'll just find somebody else then.
His voice sounds exactly like
I was
yours.
Right. That's how he was talking. And I was like, what is happening right now? And I'm like, I'm laughing, but in my head, I'm also like, I got to watch this dude because he's already like, I'm out. So then I watch everything he does, like trying to get dressed and trying to be like, you know, everything. He's just like, you know, I just got my hair cut.
You just got to let it happen.
I don't want none of that.
Right now,
like,
I see him on the little phone that you pull and drag. Like, yeah, baby, so what you doing?
But it was the way he said it. Like, I love the ladies.
That's funny.
What?
Is there a too early for little boys? Well, the thing is,
that's how I was. And that's why I'm like, I got to watch this dude. Because that's when I was. But it's the good thing about it is it's not, it ain't like he like girls his age. He likes, you know.
Women.
Like women. Yeah, he, you know, like, so I'm not worried about, like, if we were Greg and I got to watch him and McKinley or him and Seven or whatever. Like, he's just.
You got to watch him and their wife.
Right. When he's kids his age, he just play. But when it's the older ones, and my little brother was like that too. Like, when I first started bringing Cotty around, he was like trying to hop in the bed. He was like, so what's up? And I was like, get your ass out of here, man. Girls his age, fine.
Right.
The older ones. So Keelan, I'm not worried about him like playing with other kids and stuff like that. But I know I told Cotty, I was like, he got a good 3 years just based off how I was before I'm gonna have to be like, hey man,
the talk.
Yeah, you gotta chill, bro. Like, you can't do that or do this and respect that, whatever. Yeah. Cause
what's his approach? Is he the "I got this for you," or is he like the "You look nice today"?
Oh, he's the that guy. Like, he'll come up, he'll behind his back be like, "Oh, here's a flower."
Oh, he's a gentleman.
He's that guy.
Yeah, you won't have to monitor him. He won't be that bad.
He's that guy.
You have to watch. If he's smacking mama's friends on the ass, like, "Hey, what's up?"
Applied on these women.
Yeah, he got the flower. He's the flower guy.
Did I like grown women first?
I know I did. Definitely.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my first crush was actually Wonder Woman from the TV show. It was like, man, she's pretty.
Right.
Like, that's when it sunk in. Like,
yeah.
I think then, girls in school, it didn't kick in until like second grade.
Yeah, I was kind of small.
See, but that's 7, 8. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's when it happens. When I was about that age, I was small, so I used to just sit there quiet when my mom's friends were getting dressed and stuff. Just act like you younger than you are. Do young face and everything.
Meanwhile, Craig's like,
that's my thing. Like, man.
But it starts out with like grown ups.
With teachers.
It always starts
I started, I think I liked one of my teachers. I forgot which one it was, but that's where it started.
I like Miss Brown.
Yeah.
And then, like, my brother told me they was watching Beyonce's thing on Netflix, his sister's. And then my nephew walked in. He's like, "Hey guys," like, "Whoa." He's like, "Oh, I like that." And my dad was like, and my mother said, he was like, "But I mean, she ain't my girl or anything. I'm just saying she pretty." Mm-hmm. Like, he's already in that kind of, like, and I'm just like, "Oh God," but he's 4.
Yeah.
And he turns 5 next year.
See, I knew the girls on TV or the women on TV, like, they were too far fetched. Like, I knew I would never be able to see them or meet them or whatever, but in the flesh, I was like, "Oh."
Like, when I was in the first grade, I remember I liked all the 5th and 6th graders. Like, I was like, "Yeah, I want that." But then at the same time, the girls my age, like, that's when I cried, when those girls held me down to kiss. I didn't want that from the girls my age. I was like, "Oh, this is wrong. Y'all taking advantage." But if them 5th graders would have did it, I'd have been like, yeah.
I did like them older now.
Yeah.
The next door neighbor, she was older than me. I was all in. We fought. once she got me down and got on top of me, I was out of there. She hit me in the aisle and pow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I was forced to like older women. I was on a set, so like J-Lo and the Fly Girls. It's you go to school and you're like, "Why?
Yeah.
Why y'all?"
Right.
Man, you come back to school.
Why?
I couldn't imagine that.
When you saw J-Lo at that level, was you like, "Wow?" On J-Lo?
No, it was Lisa, the one with the green eyes. And
I'd have to go back.
So wait,
and watch.
J-Lo wasn't even the coldest fly girl?
No, if you look back then, she was pale.
The thick one, Lisa. I don't know her last name, but as a kid, I was like, "Ooh, who that?"
Yeah.
I can never have nothing like that in my school. What's wrong with y'all? Why don't y'all look like her?
And they was dancing too?
Man.
Did you see star quality in J-Lo?
Everybody was a star to me. J-Lo, I was like, "Ooh, man."
Yeah.
She, because I got to watch the audition tapes. Mm. So the New York rehearsal was like so many thousands of beautiful girls dancing, and she got picked, and it was like, yeah, she sure got picked.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's cool as hell. Mm. So it really made hard for girls at school.
I think it's a big part of J-Lo's success, too, is the ambition.
Definitely. But do you see that at the beginning stages? You know what I mean?
You could probably look at once you're around people and you watch how they work and how they maneuver and how they move.
Right.
Like, "Oh, this girl right here is extra ambitious." Because some people just skate by on the looks or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Some people got the extra ambition. It's like comedians that we know. Right. It's not that funny, but they got the ambition, the work ethic.
The kick, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we all know who's going to blow up. Not just based on talent, but just like, you can see that. And some people have star quality, and you just like, they're
going to be out of here soon.
They only need one role.
And some people just get flooded with just offers and bookings.
Right.
They ain't really doing
you see
nothing.
You watch how people gravitate to certain people. You're just like, they're going to be.
Yeah. Some people just have that intangible.
Yeah.
But then some people have that look matched with like what J-Lo has. Like, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this."
Were people on set trying to get at the girls all the time? Like, or was it
not
super professional?
It was so much of a fun family set. Like, everybody was together, hanging out, everybody eating lunch, everybody in the rehearsal room. It wasn't like a one-on-one moment where and nobody was really on. Everybody was so excited to work because at that time there wasn't a show like that where you could give your talent. So he was over there trying to get more jokes and
they were trying to get more screen characters. Time,
that's what you was doing. You wasn't really concerned about.
I like that. They was focused. Had time to be far.
And it showed in the work.
Mess it all
it
up.
Did.
Were
it
you there season one? From
I was there from the pilot.
Oh, wow.
I was a little kid. I got to go to the set and hang out. That's where I went after school. That was my after school
program. I be forgetting, like, what you've been around.
Me too.
Like, because you're a friend of mine, so I don't really be thinking. But I'll be like, man, you was there from the beginning of In Living Color.
Vanilla Ice, the Vanilla Ice one.
Man, I was there for the people that were on the pilot. That weren't on the actual show. That's what made me start understanding deals and stuff. Cause I was like, oh man, they made the show, and then they ain't on the show.
Can you say anyone that didn't make the show that auditioned and they was close to being on the show? Can you mention that?
I'm trying to think that of, we might that know y'all now? Might know.
Yeah,
Probably some cats from Hollywood Shuffle. That was the squad back then.
Right.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, when you're on a project and you're like, oh, I want him. They're like, oh, he want me. They better come through with this deal.
That's what happened with a lot of them Def Jam people. Like, when I be hearing, when I be talking to them vets, like, when you're on the road with them, whatever, a lot of them, when Def Jam hit, the Steve Harveys and the Cedrics was just like, I just want to be here. And the other ones was like, we demand this. And they didn't. They washed out. And then everybody who kind of just was like, I'm just going to ride with this.
Yeah.
Boom. But everybody else who came in with the hot, like, I just ripped on national TV. I need this.
Right.
Like, we don't care.
And then Def Jam turned out to be one of the biggest platforms. And I know they was like, I'll do it next year for the same amount y'all was going to give it to me.
Just sit now, man. Look out. Man.
So there's a lot of people back then.
That's still now. A lot of people's ego holds them down because a lot of time it's the fun and the money will come.
Yeah.
If you're having fun, that's the greatest part about it because sooner or later you're going to have to do some roles for rent. So you might as well have fun when you can.
Right. The money grab.
And I understand saying no to stuff. I say no to stuff all the time. But I don't say no out of ego. I just be like, that wasn't for me. I'm not interested. But some people be like, I'm bigger than, you know, all of this. And it's like, you're replaceable.
Bro. Right.
Like,
yes. If Michael Jordan was like, nah, I'm Michael Jordan. I ain't going to play no more. Best believe somebody else.
Oh, it's somebody right there in line with what we'd be talking about. It's been several Michael Jordans after. Well, not several Michael Jordans, but several superstars.
We would never know about what Michael Jordan was capable of because he was out of it. Right.
That was one of my favorite scenes in Hollywood Shuffle when the guy was doing the afros, that scene. Mm-hmm. And he was like, man, I can't do this. And then the next dude was like, I'll do it.
Yeah. I got it.
I'll do it. Yep.
And he was like super pro black and switching up. I'll do it.
Oh, it was that one dude that was talking to him in the audition.
Yeah.
Roy Fagan.
Roy Fagan.
Yeah.
That was Bird.
He's one of my favorites, I love that dude.
Like, I'll do it.
I liked a lot of those Robert Townsend Usual Suspects.
Robert always had a point in his movies, too. Like, I always liked that he was doing that.
Yeah. I wish he would have done more movies.
Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Be in them or just
just like his, you know,
his touch
the writing.
On
I would, record. I would, I think it would be a perfect time for him to do it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like running the network now, I believe.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I know he was over at what's the one that always shows Martin? It was like a
Martin's been on so many different ones.
It's like it was like now, like a BET, but it was
Centric.
Yeah. It was Centric, I think he was running.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fill in the blank. I always keep this next to my bed.
Is this a question?
Yeah.
You taking Chaz's spot right now?
Yeah, I gotta
feel it. I like how you did it.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I have my phone.
Phone?
Yeah. Since I don't want to say the same answer, of course, the phone as well, but water.
That was going to be my answer.
I have my Oculus on the side of my bed. I watch it. That's the virtual reality goggles.
Really? You
know? Yeah. I watch Netflix, so like it gives you a virtual room. So I'm like in this huge room with mountains on the side watching my Netflix.
Wait, so there's a device where you get the full virtual reality and you can watch the show in that?
Yeah.
I might need this. That way you can lay in your bed just like this and just be watching something.
Yeah. On a huge screen.
How heavy is it though? That seems uncomfortable.
It's not heavy at all.
Does it mess with you like visually? Like, this is a lot.
No, you feel like you're really in the living room that's not yours. You could pick different spots. I could be on the beach watching it if I want to.
Yo, I might need this.
Wait, so can you fall asleep with it on your face and still be comfortable?
Yeah, and it'll cut off, yeah.
So it won't hurt your head or anything? Like,
well, if you, it'll be uncomfortable after a while.
And then by that time, you just be like.
Yeah, you just take it off and go to sleep.
That's fire.
That sound good.
I'll be laying to the side to watch, you know, my laptop, because I always got to watch something.
Yeah, I got to have my phone. Yeah.
Man, I toured Japan before I came here. Sounds good, right?
That's baller. For a second, I was like, I have to see.
On VR, on VR. Yeah.
But totally it's not one of those big old night vision things, right?
It's got to be pretty big.
It has some size, but it's not heavy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm sure they worked it out to where
it's strap on your head or
Come check it out.
Virtual reality is fun, man.
When
I went to my brother's house, I was playing that game super hot. I couldn't stop playing it. And now, you know, Sabrina told me about this Creed game.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, "Yo, it's a workout." And I was like, "That."
Imagine it on VR. They got some good games.
That's what I'm talking about. It's on VR.
Yeah.
She was playing it, and she was like, she looked down, she was ripped, and she was like, she was like "It was a workout." Because
he was like, "Sabrina, look up." She's like, "Nah."
She's like, "I'm amped up." And I'm like, "Yo,
VR. It's like I did one where it was like a roller coaster, and the dude I was with, he got sick." Because he was like, you know,
you really beat it.
Yeah, that's real deal. Yeah.
So I kept telling myself like, this isn't real. Like, so when it dip, I ain't gonna be like, yeah. Like I was trying to calm down. And we got done. And he was like, I'm gonna go to my room. We was on the ships.
These roller coasters, man.
He was like, I'm gonna go to my room.
What if you had to stand in line with the goggles?
Well, it was
that'd be
that was 45 minutes per ride.
It was when they had opened up the new ship and they had us come on the christen the ship. So everybody, there was no passengers yet.
Mm.
It was just like staff and like the big wigs and everything. So we got to do everything
that
they had to offer on there. So it was like, we got virtual R, we got the rock climb, we got the go-karts, we got laser tag. And he was like, we opening it up. We was like, oh, shit. And we had no shows because there was nothing to do. So we was just playing virtual reality. All it was dope. Like
it's
the
a
laser
good time,
tag
man.
For 2 weeks.
Imagine an empty cruise ship.
That'd be scary, bro.
No, I'm talking about like fun, it's just the staff.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It was
fun as hell.
Yeah. And they paid us for 2 weeks, and we did.
Oh, it's always good when you don't have to work and
well, here's the thing.
And still get paid.
I feel like you have two types of comedians, right? Two types of people. The people who want to work just all the time, and the people who be like, wait, you still going to pay me, and I don't have to do this? And I'm that guy.
I'll take that.
So two of us was like, they was like, hey, we just... the hell with the shows. And we was like, yes. The other guy was like, well, I came here to work. We was like, what are you doing?
He's standing out by the pool telling jokes. He's like, man, go.
We like, bro, they're paying us to play laser tag.
Right.
Why are you complaining about this? Oh, well, you know, I just, we was like, man, get out of here. And that's why he got sick.
I'd have been like, all right.
Yeah, cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'd be like, can I leave early?
Right.
If I had the option to leave, I probably would have left.
Yeah. That's the only thing I didn't like was we didn't sail off for 3 days, and we was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, my mother-in-law stay here. Cotty was in New York at the time. I was like, well, let me off. I'll come back in 3 days. You know what I mean? And it was like, well, we can't let you. And then I found out that people was just leaving anyway.
Oh, wow.
And then they just came back, and I was like, but I don't want to do that because the people higher up was there, and I didn't want them to be like, oh, he's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and then there goes.
Or take that check back and be like, nah,
he left, came back.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm getting that. I'm going to stay the amount of days.
That's where I'd be paranoid. Right. Like, I don't know. Let me help with some dishes or something. They ain't going to take my money.
I didn't want to get docked, and I was like, I need this money.
Right.
I feel every piece of that.
I'm going to do my part. I was here.
I was here.
Like, hell, if you paying me for nothing, I'm gonna do everything.
That, and that's the thing. I didn't want to mess up. I'm like, this is deal. I'm doing nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not about
you
to
got paid to be on a cruise ship that people pay to be on.
Right.
To play laser tag and virtual reality. I'm like, I'm not.
That's so what working on a commercial is like. Because everything's done when you get there as a writer. And you're like, all right. Maybe let me just bring chips to everybody by the camera.
Yeah.
Let me bring it so they know I'm here working. And let me make sure I take a selfie with some people so they can't say he wasn't there.
He was on the scene. He was doing it. What was your item by the bed? Water?
It was water. But now it's, I got to have Tums. Oh, man.
Really? Your stomach be like that?
No, not like that. But if I eat a little bit something late, I'd be trying to prevent it, stay ahead.
Why not just not eat late?
So I need a salad or something sometimes on a late night. Just something.
DC always got to eat on a late night.
I'll be trying to plan out.
That'd be my problem.
Yeah, I'll pop some Tums.
I'll drink some water. Wait, Tums is acid reflex?
Yeah, acid reflex.
Because I had it really bad one time. And I was like, I never want
to
feel
I just used to remember
again.
The commercial. They'd be like, and you watch it go through. I just remember like, I don't want to get old. It yeah. looked terrible.
I had acid reflux once and tried Tums. It didn't work.
At
all, nah.
Because you got to take them. You got to take them when you don't need them.
Oh,
yeah. So I take them when I don't need them, so I can try to prevent.
You got
it.
Junky habits, dog.
Hey, man, just for when it hit down at that time.
So you got. But shoot
it was water.
Say,
I gotta have water, know? But
yeah, water.
Tums is
I
like
love that. Having water yeah. right there.
I drink a lot of water, but I hate getting up to pee.
Oh,
like,
man.
Because I like when I'm hungry late at night, I'd be like, I'll just drink water. Mm-hmm. So, because 9 times 10, you're not really hungry.
Right.
Right.
And then that night, though, is just pee mm-hmm. city.
I almost peed on myself the other night. I had that dream again when oh. you go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. I was this close to peeing on myself. I think a little bit came out. But I woke up in time, man. I was like, woo!
I feel like when you get grown, that same dream, you pop up, like mm-hmm. right before it's about to come out.
Man.
Because like, I did that not too long ago.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was like, and I checked. I was like, oh, I didn't pee on myself. But I thought I was about to
man,
pee.
Man, I was in, like, the, in the dream, I was peeing. I was like,
oh, it was already
minute.
Coming out
this
in the dream?
This is a dream. But then yeah. I woke up and I was like,
woo! I'm a low-key sleepwalker. So if I'm sleeping someplace else, I might like get up and pee in the corner.
Oh, snap.
I get damn. Up, but I'm still like sleep. And I'm remembering where I walked to my bathroom. So if I'm at a strange house, I might pee in the corner.
You
somewhere.
Peed in the corner before?
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple times.
All right.
I've been woken up saying, hey, what you doing? And I hear the splatter on the floor. And like, huh?
Wait, if you're in a bed with your lady, or whatever, and you pee on yourself, are you embarrassed at that point?
I peed on myself before. It was Sabrina there.
Were you embarrassed or were you just like?
Oh, well, yeah, but I wasn't like denial in there. I was just like, I'm peeing.
Baby, we tried something new. Good morning.
What happened? Why? You
it was a dream again. It was a dream again. I was like, I ain't peeing. It was. But I felt comfortable to reveal.
Yeah.
Well, early on in the dating process, I probably would have. Played it off. I spilled water on myself. Hold on, let me change these.
You didn't try to play it off at all. You just like,
nah. I was just like, hey, B, because I knew we were gonna get a laugh out of it too. Because she's silly like that. So I was just like,
I was sweating.
Yeah, just, I had nice sweats.
That's funny,
let me get the
bro.
Sheets. You start collecting the evidence.
Yeah. You try to pull it from under like.
For some reason. It's not really a strong pissy smell.
No, not sleep pee.
Nah, it's weird. Especially if you
grown up,
especially if you hella water,
yeah.
If you hella watered in, though,
so
this
it's not
be
okay.
Not strong like that. Because if you think about baby pee, when they're just doing,
ain't as bad.
Yeah, it's not as bad when they get older and they
but
dry.
Your 10-year-old cousin that was pissing his bed, he had that whole room cracked.
All they drinking Kool-Aid. Soda,
yeah.
Kool-Aid,
yeah.
Soda.
He had that whole room
that
lit.
Piss,
that thick pee,
that beer piss.
Yep.
When your cousin pee the bed,
whole house be
like,
God
damn,
asparagus piss.
Oh, I remember one time I got mad at an establishment and forgot I had asparagus.
Uh-huh.
Like, I went to pee, and I was like, I came out, I was like, y'all need to do something about that bathroom. It smells in there. And then out of the way, I was like, oh, shit, that was you.
That was me. Did you have asparagus, sir?
I forgot. Like,
actually, I did.
And I was like, it stinks in here. And I was like, oh, that was me.
Asparagus is instantaneous, too. You got another question?
Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got.
Shout out to Chaz, by the way.
Man, forget Chaz.
I told him I'd shout him out a couple times.
Forget Chaz.
They don't like you, Chaz. I told you. I like you, man. Even though I'm hard on you.
Is it ever okay to lie?
Yes.
What? Yeah, we lie all the time.
For sure.
But is it okay to do it?
To who?
What's an okay lie?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
I got more dependents than I say I do on my taxes. That's a cool one.
Fair game.
We got kids, we lie all the time.
Why though?
Where do babies come from? The storks.
Nah, I told them straight up.
My dick. That's what
you said.
I was inside your mother for several pumps.
Because he asked my mom, and my mom was like, ask. My mom panics for some reason when they start asking the hard hitting questions.
Yeah.
So she was like, ask your dad. And I was like, well, you know, mommy grows. You remember when Kendrick was born? Mommy grows in the belly. He's like, how's it getting there? I was like, I put it in there. He was like, how? I was like, now that we'll talk about later.
So you weren't, you didn't really tell him everything.
I like his confidence.
Show you what we recorded.
Yeah, he was all hard at first. I told him.
I put it in there.
But we didn't do no. He was just like, so he just knows I did, but he don't know how. He was just like, all right, so you put it in there? I was like, yeah. He was like, all right.
Well, I was like, dad, put one in me.
But we told only women.
But like I never believed in that stork thing though. Yeah. Like that was never taught to me.
Yeah. That was always too far-fetched.
Yeah. And then you see a pregnant woman, you're like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Like, just
come on, a bird carrying a baby.
Yeah, I just never.
What if the bird slipped up and was like, oh, my shit.
Right. And I didn't see too many birds flying the glass and stuff. I don't trust them with no baby. With a super clean window.
Like, the baby.
With no baby.
You know they're going to drop it hard.
Right, hella hard.
They're dropping that baby hella hard, man.
That just didn't make no sense. And how strong is this bird to be carrying a whole baby?
Yeah, animals be strong.
Like, is it all hawks? You know what I mean? Hawks can pick up. Maybe
I believe a
kids.
Walking animal, like if it was a gorilla delivering babies, I believe in that.
They sling the baby up in. Animals be strong.
Strong as hell.
Ants could deliver. They could hand them to you. Strong as hell.
You guys eating? Yeah. All right. Hey, when you busy, sometimes you ain't really got time to be cooking. Like, I got to clean this room up. This parents, you know, biggest nightmare cleaning up after the kids, but it's nice to have some meal that you can just give to them. I use a Little Spoon. That's littlespoon.com. They deliver the food to you, drop you off. Every meal is under $5. You can't beat that, right? 100 plus organic ingredients. It's healthy. It's good for them. They eat and they out your hair. You can do the stuff that you need to do, right? And it's all, again, under $5. You can't beat that as a parent. And you be busy. You be busy cleaning up all this crap. You got stuff to do. All right. So you should go to littlespoon.com/try/issues for the promo code. You get $15 off your first delivery. All right. Do that. And you too can do all this crap while your kids sit there and enjoy a wonderful meal. All right. littlespoon.com/try/issues. $15 off your first delivery.
So it's okay to lie.
I used to lie to my job all the time.
Oh, all the time.
I used to always, with no remorse. Oh, I'm running late because blah, 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 blah.
Then just get off the phone, click.
Yeah.
No remorse. Some people be lying for no reason, though. Like, they lie and then realize you didn't have to lie.
It was a pointless lie.
Like, why did you do that? Like, there was no point.
I'm at a point in my life now where I'm not comfortable lying at all.
What does it do? It makes you be like,
I just don't like
you held something in?
It's just... I don't like doing it. I don't like lying about nothing now. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I think it's because as we get older, I start to feel a little invincible. I don't like lying either. I like just saying it and be like, and what?
What's up now?
What I will do, though, is if, because I don't want to be known as the liar.
Yeah.
So what I will do is if I know that it's something I don't want to say or can't say, I'll just omit. Like, I won't say anything. I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you some BS.
Right, yeah.
So, like, even if you know something about a friend or whatever, and I'm just like, I ain't never going to bring it up.
You'll find out.
I'll just hold it, and then that's just it. Especially, like, because then you get older and you realize some of this ain't my business or whatever, like, whatever the case is. And then you're like, well, let me just shut up.
Right. I would feel comfortable lying to preserve somebody's business, though.
Yeah.
I would feel comfortable.
Especially if you're put on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's such a way to be like, no.
Well, in those situations, I'd be like, I couldn't tell you. Like, I don't know. Nah. I do a lot of I don't knows when I definitely be known.
I'd be like, hey, ask them.
Yeah.
I'll lie if it's somebody, like if it's gossipy, other people, like, you know, if it's a woman coming to me, does such and which cheat on me or something like that, I would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
All the way around. But I'm talking about, like, if somebody's just talking about somebody else's business, third party shit, and they, you know, I'd be like, nah.
I normally just get quiet, and I'd just be like
I would lie to save somebody's business.
I'd be like, that's crazy, man.
One of the things I taught my kid is, my son is, most people don't care about the lie, so you might as well save it. If you just fell short, you fell short, and let's push on. Usually the lie just make people be like,
You're a liar.
Yeah, everything you say is a lie, then you lose all credibility.
All credibility, especially bad liars.
Man.
Yeah, bad liars.
Lying, man.
For no reason.
I hate it now, but like now I cannot stomach the lies. I'm just like, I can't lie.
Sometimes I want my son to lie to me, though. He's just too straightforward with it now. Like, you had a girl over? Yeah.
Oh.
We ain't do nothing, though. Like, we tried. But, yeah, she left
but
right
that's that look
got
you just
here.
Gave.
Yeah,
we did the yellow pages, but, you know, after that, she wasn't ready.
The yellow pages.
The yellow pages. I respected
it. I knew what he meant.
I respected her decision. But
oh, that's the yellow. That's the yellow pages?
Because you know, on the front, they got the... Yellow
page. I never heard that.
I was
the
yellow page.
We did the yellow pages.
Oh, that was life.
I didn't like the yellow pages.
Oh,
man.
That was life.
I would get to the yellow page and then dip out on the full.
I didn't like it because I didn't know if I was doing it right.
I didn't know either. But you know.
Oh man, I was just, right. I was the school movie man with the yellow pages. Every girl wanted to sit next to me. I had cramps in my wrist all day.
The movies?
All day.
All day.
That's what you did at the movies?
No, in the school. Like,
I didn't know if I was, you know.
This missionary hurting them again, man. Sick of DC, man.
I was hurting them. Half the fun was after the fact. Give a little.
Make sure the facility
see,
check.
I had like rogue friends that just come by and smack you with just the yellow pages across the face.
Oh, like, hell, oh
man, I don't even know where you was at.
Oh, that's trash.
Nah, that's too much.
I would never.
The yellow pages.
That's another thing I would lie about. If somebody asked me if I was with a girl, I would say no.
Oh definitely.
I do that all the time.
Oh, definitely. In my day,
we call y'all spy meets. Y'all help preserve the lie.
I'd just be like, nah, we was, you know, because I'm a gentleman in that regard.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't want to put a female's business out there.
Like, nah, man, look out. Especially those. I'm not talking about like close friends. I'm talking about like just nosy.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. Like,
I'll be like, nah, never.
A lot of my now that you're talking about it, a lot of my lying comes from just outsiders trying to be known.
Yeah. Yes,
right. Yep.
Hey, I don't consider those.
Well, y'all would already know in my heyday. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, if somebody like, hey, it is Tony, but ask Tony, or if it's just flat out, like, I just done with it. I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, like, just like, why are you worried about this? You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. I don't like how nosy people be.
Right.
Especially when you can tell they're being nosy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you some dumbass person that they can fish info out of.
Yep.
But where was he at?
Yeah, I don't know.
You tell me. He wasn't there.
Right. Mind his business. That's one of my favorite lines. Mind their business.
Right.
Whenever somebody talks, mind their business.
Yep. So, yeah, I would lie on that. Easy.
No, that's not the answer I expected, but I'm glad we got it.
What about to your close friends?
Wait, we didn't hear from you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, what?
Nigga,
yeah.
Y'all know my MO.
What about to your friends? Y'all know my MO. What about your close friends? What about the lying then? The close friends?
Nah. Close friends, it would sit on my soul. I'd be like, ugh.
What if you had to lie? Or what if you. I
guess it depends on the lie at that point. Like, if it's like. If I can save their life with some shit, I'm not gonna lie. You know what I mean? But like a close friend, they should already. You know what I mean? You should be able to pull them to the side and be like, hey,
in my squad, there's a lot of spot blowers, so you can't really lie because someone's just gonna be like, oh man, hell no.
Oh yeah,
he was doing this and then you're like, oh yeah, okay,
right.
Spot blower.
I'm Marlon for sure. Is a spot blower. I'm a spot blower.
That's funny.
For sure.
The spot blower.
No. It's, we come with that C4.
You get that spot blown. You, like, oh, man,
you got
doing.
This look.
You be looking at him like, have my back.
And you be like, all right, let me tell y'all what happened.
Yeah, let me clear my name.
Let me tell y'all.
Because he just messed up the whole story.
You were there last night.
Yeah, let me tell y'all.
Certain people come in and just say the story when we in the room. They just come in and say it real quick to get it out the way so that we don't get to blow the spot. Yeah. I ain't going to name no names of people who do that.
So. I'm real big. I'm real big on, like, what's not my place to say. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times when I don't say something, it's like, well, that wasn't my place. Yeah, I knew.
You don't
want to
interfere.
Yeah,
with,
like, I'm just like, well, that's not, I didn't feel like I was supposed to step in. It would have to be something where I'm like you said, life's on the line.
Right.
Some deep where I'm like, I got to say something. Yeah. If it's like, come out later, like, all I hope is that in those situations when, let's say, something happened. And the person would be like, why didn't you tell me? They would understand why I didn't.
Yeah.
Like, why? But you wouldn't do
and any logical person could be like oh, I get
bruh,
it.
Bruh, like, I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't. You know what I mean? Yeah, I would just hope that my close friends, you know what I mean? Like, people I fuck with.
And
like
with the spot blowing, it's only for close friends. If it's in the crew of yeah, it's not just in public. No.
Yeah.
Well, the spot blowing amongst the friends is hilarious.
It's mad every funny. Time.
I don't like when a person that blows a spot is oblivious to their blowing the spot.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no.
You don't see that you blew the spot up. Like, what are you talking about?
But that usually happens in public setting. Because with the friends, if you blow the spot up.
Yeah.
But if you somewhere and they blowing
the public
spot, and you're like, yo.
You're trying
quiet.
To give them the look like, come on. Hey,
man. Nah.
Like how we be giving Chaz sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, Chaz.
And Chaz doubled down.
Chaz is a spot blower.
Chaz is oblivious.
Chaz is a spot blower. What are you talking to? And then he'll switch it up on us.
Right.
Y'all are just crazy. Y'all are being ridiculous. Come on, man.
Jazz be blowing this. You see everybody giving the signs. Too serious. Yeah. You'll see somebody try to change the topic. Yeah. No. Back to what you were talking about, though, right? So the girl was in your room. Yeah. Like,
then you
got to
be like, God damn.
Eating it is easy. What's wrong with you?
Hey, take it easy, guys.
He got looking. Fuck, Chaz. Because he don't be getting it. We be trying to change the topic. He's like, no. So anyway, yeah. So y'all see the game? No. But the girl was in your room. No. I don't know what you're talking about. You sure? Because you told me last Tuesday. And she was, I don't know.
Oh, man, though.
Yeah. So whatever.
I remember one instance I felt really bad about, like, there was this girl that we all knew. We all knew each other. This was in college. And my homegirl was dating a guy. And he started messing around with a girl that we all knew.
Uh-huh.
It was a girl that I used to mess with, actually. And they were messing around. I was like, I don't like getting in business like that. And so when it came out, and, you know, my homegirl put hands on the other girl.
Ooh.
And she asked me, she was like, yo, did you know about this? And I was just like, I wanted to lie. Be like, no. I was like, I did.
Oh.
I did, though. But I didn't know how to, you know.
Right.
And I felt terrible about not coming to her and letting her know. But then I would have felt like a snitch.
Right.
On him.
Regard. I felt like I would have just created a big mess.
Right.
Rather than, because, you know, but I felt bad about not telling.
But that's fair, though, because it kind of wasn't your business. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it wasn't my place to say anything.
Yeah,
but to her, she was like, if you was really my boy, you would have let me. And she had a point. I was like, yeah, I should have came to you with it. I was just like,
there's a violation of man code.
But forget that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you didn't know him.
You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, you know, me and him had a rapport.
Y'all didn't have no history.
I thought it was like.
Because a lot of times with the man code, you push your girl to the side.
Yeah.
But, dude, you barely even know. But you and this girl been tight for years. But the man code.
That's the tough one,
and that's
though.
What's trash about the man code.
That's what it is. It is. I agree.
And, you know, I felt terrible. I was like, you right. You know, we still friends to this day, me and her. But
if it's
in
like
that moment, I was like, damn.
If it's like a family member, like your my cousin or something.
Mm-hmm.
Family code.
We only get credit for superseding the man code if it's family.
It's tough.
But it should apply to friends too.
Close friends do.
Yeah.
I agree. But it ain't always the decision we make, because it's like
the man code.
You look at the dude, know he a sleazeball.
But then a lot of times too, you don't want to be like, this is why I think it happens a lot too. So I say something, right? You ain't gonna do shit about it anyway, or you staying anyway, or whatever.
Yeah.
And
right.
Now I'm just a messy nigga that, you know, was, well, he doing this, and then you stayed.
That's
the
worst.
I didn't have to say nothing.
That's the worst.
So, like,
that's what sucks, too.
So, like, a lot of times I'll be like, and then it's like, is it your business? And is it, like, I just be like,
It'd be a lot. It'd be a lot of inner,
it's a lot of different
variables.
Or
you get blamed.
Yeah. A lot of the different
you
variables.
Get blamed for, you should have never said, I didn't want to know that. Or
I would have avoided him, Tony, if you told me.
The one way
it.
I would do it is if it wasn't rumor and I actually seen something. Like, if there's some physical action, if it was just like a guy and a girl walking, I'm not saying that.
What if you saw the tape of sexual act?
Oh, for sure.
That's what I saw.
Oh, you saw
the tape.
I knew.
Oh, you was right there.
I knew.
You saw the whole thing.
It's like, hey, that's one that,
I don't fault you 100% for that.
Yeah,
but you might not have wanted to hurt her. And
maybe she
have grown past it already.
But then,
fresh though. Oh. It was like, and I knew, you know, she wouldn't put hands on old girl, so you know it was like.
What do you think about that? Do you put hands on old girl, or do you talk to the dude?
Well,
it seems like she handled it wrong anyway.
She did handle it wrong.
It seems like she handled it wrong anyway. You can never be mad
at the cheat.
She was mad at the girl because she knew the girl.
Oh.
Fair game.
Well, that's fair
game.
Fair game ass whooping.
You know she knew it was coming.
Well, then, hey.
Yeah, this was.
But Tony was
friend.
Right.
That's
not
fair
saying
game.
Nothing though, because because
I knew everybody involved except
then,
the guy.
And then Tony's, Tony he be running his mouth. He be talking.
But he didn't run his mouth.
Well,
that's why
that's what I'm saying.
But I felt bad at the one-on-one when she came to me and was like, "Did you know?" And I was like, "I did."
Shit.
And she was like,
"What you doing?"
The disappointment.
Tony was like, I pee.
I did know. Because I knew both the girls. You know, I used to mess around with one of them, but then I was super cool with the other one.
Well, you kind of neutral because you would have been the shit starter if you knew both of them.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you know.
And in college and high school, too, everybody runs in the same.
Either way it goes, you would have been messy.
You would have been messy.
Either way, you were messy, either way it goes.
So it's better to just be like, and then after the aftermath, be like, I did. And even when the aftermath, I still don't be having an opinion yet because I don't know if that person's going to go back or whatever, how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
So, like, even when you got a friend that break up with somebody, everybody want to tell their truth. Now, I never liked them, but I still be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, when they take them back, you know what I mean?
Once you pick a side.
So, I don't have nothing to say about nobody thinking until, like, it had to be
way
years
later. They got remarried to somebody
I'm like,
else.
You know what? Now that you remarried.
He wasn't shit. We tried to tell you he wasn't shit.
Like, my brother, his first engagement, I was the only one that said something at first, but everybody expect that from me when it come to family.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? Like, you dumbass. Like, I went full on.
Yeah.
You know, which of course made him be like, man, you know, whatever. Nobody else said a word. It fell apart. And then my granny was like, Keith, we went to my granny house. Keith was hungover. So she was like, what's wrong with him? I was like, yeah, he hungover. She was like, I was wondering why he was trying to get married. He ain't even been really drunk yet. And then so after that, he was like, why you never said nothing? She was like, for what?
Smart.
You going to do what you going to do, whatever. So nobody said, no one liked her. Nobody thought it was a good idea, but no one said anything but me.
That person has to not.
Right.
Yeah, that person has to be like, I'm done with them.
Yeah.
Like,
so.
Because then it's awkward.
It's awkward.
So he was, when he was done, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, what the hell was you doing? He was like, why y'all didn't say nothing? And then we was like, well, would you have listened? He was like, no.
See, and that's the conundrum.
That's it.
But
that's
at least I gave her all I could offer.
When she asked
was the
you,
truth.
You
I
came clean.
Yeah.
When
I didn't want to lie and be like, I didn't know.
The double lie.
Yeah, I definitely
I didn't know.
Did.
And
he was like, we got a tape of you watching the tape.
Yeah, we saw you seeing it.
Yeah, then what I look like. So, but she forgave me. We still friends.
Right. She probably understood.
Yeah, she got that. Yeah, that's a tough spot.
She was disappointed in the moment, though. She was like, oh.
Especially when it comes to
relationships. She would have been more disappointed if you lied, though.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, I can't even trust.
Because now you can't be trusted at all.
At all.
Like, you holding secrets and you lying about the secrets.
To be able to reveal that truth and be like, all right, he didn't lie to my face.
Yeah, he minded his business. He didn't lie
to my business.
And he didn't lie.
That's fair. That's fair game.
And that's why I say, people say, it's not a difference, but I do think it's a big difference between omitting and lying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes you just be like, I'm just hush.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I'm just.
It's none of my,
to you directly with the direct question.
You gotta make a decision.
I'll
be like,
you gotta reverse it back on him. So, what do you feel he doing?
I do that a lot, too. If somebody asks me what I'm doing,
look out.
Yeah.
What do you know?
If you questioning something in your heart, that means there's something there.
The
so we both know. You tell me what we need to be talking about.
Did you see him with her?
What do you mean by see? He got the worst line. What do you mean by see?
Listen.
Like in Spanish, see?
I saw something.
What'd you see?
I saw something. I saw something. I saw enough. But what I saw is not important. No, what I saw is not important. It's what you feel. If you feel what you think I saw, then hey, you already know the answer. I didn't tell you nothing.
You already know the answer,
bro. When you
just confuse them,
when you put yourself in there, then they blaming you for shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Then they blaming you. You told me to leave
him. Over that, and they lose. They start because you can't. I can't control somebody's emotional reaction.
Right.
So I'd be like, yo, and I know that most people are super like they just act on emotion and they're not gonna think it out later. And I'm just like, I'll just wait until the feelings are out of it.
And I'm the type to be pissed if I be like, if I be go balls in like, hey, don't mess with him.
Yeah.
He's not a good person.
And,
you still do it.
I'm holding on to that.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point in telling you anything?
You wanted the truth, and I told you the truth about him, but you still dealt with him.
See, I give the truth a different way. I just come in with mean jokes, and they be like, he's joking. And then some people be like, nah, he was
getting like an example serious. Was a mean
but
joke.
But what if they ask you, are those jokes, do you really mean that?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't hold back. I gave up on that a long time.
Oh, so you don't like my girl?
Some people. What? Oh, you know that. I was like,
no, but like the person.
Like, I like Sabrina.
So you never liked her?
I wouldn't. I'm like, nah.
Oh,
I told you. You just laughed.
I thought she was joking.
She looked like she be on every nigga.
What do you know?
I wouldn't want to hurt nobody. Like, I don't want to hurt people.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
You know what I mean? Like,
but you can take comfort in being honest.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to lose a friendship if I was honest and true.
That's fair. Yeah. I honestly feel, though, like, with the people I roll with, they would take, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in your situation, like, the girl was like, I get. Mm-hmm. I feel like all my friends, my brothers and stuff would be like,
they take the initial disappointment, they kind of hide a little bit, right. Then they come back.
I'd be like, you understand? Well, and they'd be like, no, I do.
Yeah.
Especially if they know themselves. I'd be like, you know your reaction
right.
would have been, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so wait, like, how do you feel about getting advice from someone who doesn't take their own advice?
Oh, you know
they'd be telling you to leave. They'd be telling you need to leave.
Keep the same energy. Oh, right? That's a code I live by. I want it tattooed on my back. Right. I'm all about keeping the same energy.
So they telling you to leave your person. But they in some shit.
I'm bringing it up. I'm throwing it in your face. Yeah. You will never listen, but you got all the advice for everybody. That's me all day. Right. And my thing is credibility.
My life ain't a TV show. I don't need you sitting there yelling options that you ain't following.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got to live it. You definitely got to live it yourself.
Yeah. I'm definitely looking at the source.
Oh, yeah.
I need to hear, this is how I got out.
Yeah. Or if you're going to do that, you got to do a take it from me and acknowledge your bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, look at me. I stayed in that relationship. Look what happened
to
me.
You got to acknowledge your own bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you act like you above the
all of a sudden, you just
like
giving
advice.
If
a junkie telling you not to do drugs, right. Like, you don't want to end up, and they shoot up, I'm like, all
right. Yeah. You're right. You don't want that.
But if they just telling you, like, don't do drugs, I'm like, nigga. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I never did drugs. Right. Yeah, you did. We called. We got you high right now.
I saw it.
I peed.
Right. That's.
We have any more questions? I think that was.
I think that's
did
it,
you,
man.
You came up with those? Or you just grabbed them?
No, I came up with those.
Cam,
he didn't say the names.
Oh, we got. Right,
that was an hour and 30.
Oh, we got.
We cooked for them. y'all got some good action.
They got some good ones today, man. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. If you have questions for us, ask us in the comments section. We will tackle them on the show. We about due for another questions episode anyway, so keep the questions flowing.
Keep them flowing.
And we appreciate y'all for tuning in and spreading the word and commenting. And comment away, y'all. We love hearing your comments about the episodes. Absolutely. Your take on everything. And let us know in the comments.
I do love the comments. I'll be reading them.
The comments is fine,
man. I'll be responding when I can.
I used to respond to all of them. Then I was like, hold on. We need to save some of those responses for the episode.
No, I feel that.
That's why I just be reading them. Yeah. Like, we got to address them.
I was replying to everyone. I was like,
I need to be better about being in the comments section.
I like our comments.
I show up with two comments and be like, and then I leave.
I give the first day. I'll be in there the first day.
I'll be seeing Keon in there, too.
Yeah, the first day I go, and then after that I'm like.
Keon is good in comment. Anytime anybody mentions Keon, I see him with the reply.
Especially if it's a positive, I'm like, I got to say thank
you. Keon be there.
Yeah. I got to.
Look at this.
Because they don't have to do that at all.
They don't.
I feel like people spend way too much time responding to the negative.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Even if you look at our analytics on our pages, it shows you. 99% of the comments, likes, it's positive.
Right. Yeah.
People want to address the troll. Fuck the troll.
I'm one of those. I'm gonna refrain from that. The negativity sticks out to me.
Even as a comedian, that one person in the audience that didn't laugh haunts you.
Only person you see.
That's the only person. Everybody else was like that show in Sacramento on the Real Comedians Tour. We always talk about that one lady that gave us nothing. Whole house was having the time of their life, but her, she haunts us. It's crazy. But
DC, you got anything?
No, I got nothing. I'm chilling.
Tony?
Don't forget to get Tony Bacon Friends available now.
I'm on that too.
DC is on there, Keon's on there, Keenan's on there, Brandon Lewis is on there. By the time this airs, this shirt will be on sale for one more day.
That purple.
So you better get it fast, the Bakery 5. Also, my show Tony Bacon Friends Live, December 18th. Get your tickets for that. The lineup is still pending.
I want to know who's on the line.
Yeah. It's still pending right now. It's going to be 4 or 5 comedians. I'm trying to go for the cream of the crop, and it's hard to lock them in. So, stay on the lookout for that.
Yeah. I just got the heli. Heli?
Heli?
I was about to say hoodie. I tried a hoodie. I dropped the red. They're seasonal. So I dropped the red hella shirts and red hella hoodies. After Christmas, that's just it. They gone. If you don't get them now, that's just it.
I need another. I think I need a hoodie. And
I want to be able to order independent of Keon.
Nah.
Like, because I want to order it and him not know it's me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if I try to order, he'd be like, don't you pay for this.
This is what kills me about Tony. Tony will do that, and then when you get his stuff and offer money, he'd be like, nah. Like, I'm not going to let you.
I don't give you a choice. I'm cash apping
like,
you.
Like, nah. I returned it.
I'm going to slap him.
I was like, nah, I'm not. Spice is trying to bully me. He's like, you going to take this. I just want to order
the hoodie.
You got to order.
But we got to go through him all the time.
You got to have a fake page. You got to create a fake.
Well, that's a whole my merch page is down. Like, I hit her. I was like, yo, I need this up because I'm actually tired of doing it.
Yeah.
It's still broken. But hit me up and you can get them through Christmas and that's it. The Cyber Monday sale is done, but you still get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. Keon's All-Star Team drops every Tuesday.
New episodes just dropped.
We'll just drop.
What's it about?
When Hollywood needs a black parent.
Yeah, that was a good one.
So are you on that one, right?
Yeah, I should be.
Yeah. So look up for that, and then that is it. If you wonder why I'm bald, watch my video where I let the boys shave my head. Because we didn't address it. People's gonna be like, he's just bald, and we didn't say nothing. So watch the video, and I'm keeping this.
Man, bald is
I like it.
I love it.
I'm all in.
I shaved my head last night.
Quick and easy.
Great time.
I love it. Craig, you got anything?
No, I'm just in the lab right now cooking up. Everything will be dropping next year.
I want your shoes.
Craig, write me a TV show, man.
I just sent one over to Chaz to give notes. I got one. I wrote one.
Sick of it.
I'll send it over to you.
I just want to be a co-star on the show.
Man. I don't even want to be a co-star. I just want to be like, hey, I need a check today.
Remember what we discussed? You threw it out there one of these episodes. And you was like, yeah, we should do that.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think somebody brought that up
real quick. Yeah. And I cooked it up. No, not the zombie one.
Oh, okay. People keep bringing that up.
I
want
to cook that one up a little bit, too.
I'm telling you, man.
He mentioned it. All right. I'll send it over to you today.
We need more blacks in the horror sci-fi realm.
We do. Mm. But that makes sense because some of them, we always seem comical. It doesn't seem scary. It's like Lep in the Hood or Frank in the Hood. And you're like, man, everything don't have to have hood at the end.
Exactly.
It could just be
scary scenario.
Blacks and scary scenario.
Not just thriller. Like, with
like, look at Get Out. It's a black thing.
That's a thriller, but I went horror. Right.
Yeah. Yep. So, all right, y'all.
We out
here. Boom.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.